Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with CJ Bubble Boy, Bill the Producer, Jerry the Diver Guy. We got a full crew. And if that weren't enough, it's my birthday. So, you know, one of the things I did yesterday, as opposed to having everybody say happy birthday on Facebook and all this stuff, you know, they do that to everyone, and that's great. I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. I said, look, I'm going to have to work today on my birthday, and how about you guys just send us a little voicemail through our program we have at scubaradio.com and send us a little happy birthday message that we can play on the air. I can kick back and relax, drink some of Bill's, the producer's, scotch, and not have to work as hard on my birthday. That's only appropriate, right, guys? That's a fair request.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. Yeah, once a year I do this. Okay, maybe 50-plus weeks out of the year. But this day is a little different. Let's see what we got here.
Good afternoon. This is Tom Brokaw.
Oh.
Sad news today out of Florida, as Greg the Dive Master, host of Scuba Radio, turned 64 today. Greg is listened to by tens of people who marvel each week at Greg's steadfast determination to sing his own jingles, despite having zero talent. Mm. Happy birthday, Greg. I hope you get the snorkel I sent. It was left over from Walter Cronkite's private bathroom where he used it as a toilet plunger.
I wondered why it smelled that way.
That's bizarre.
It's a little strange. You know,
I thought he was retired.
Well, evidently he has a phone, and I guess it's the thought that counts.
Well, it is an easy app. You just literally push the button and then talk.
Yeah. True.
I'm told.
Yeah. No, that's how our little our speak pipe system works at scubaradio.com. Well, that was nice to hear from him. I'm not so sure where these people are getting their ages listed. It's you know.
Well, your Wikipedia page has got you at like 92.
I think somebody has been, you know, putting up false information about me.
Are you still doing the chemical peels on your face? Because it's a much lighter shade of, like,
not on purpose.
Red.
But, you know, yeah. What are you going to do?
He uses pearl cream.
There's some great pictures of you here, Greg.
What do you mean?
Wow. Pretty hideous, man.
Good Lord.
What are you doing?
I'm tired. I just typed in Greg Holt and got a picture of you. And here's a good picture.
You're not searching for Greg Holt on the internet.
You look tired.
Especially by images.
That's not me.
It says it's you. Greg, it's the internet. The internet has never lied to me. Never one time. Well, how about this? Jeff Foxworthy's son, Greg Holt.
No, that's not me either.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's a lot of false information up there on the web.
They are in Baltimore.
That one's obviously taken in the summer.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad I can amuse everyone. You know, that's one of the roles you take on as a host of a dive show.
How long were you a coach at West High?
Well,
the football program.
When I left East High, I went west, young man, and that's where I ended up.
I'm just going to spend the rest of the show just looking at pictures of you on Facebook.
Yeah, no, that won't young be Greg, very yes. productive. That just won't be productive at all. Let's talk about...
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you guys are amusing yourself and having your own little radio show while I do this one.
There's Greg in cornrows.
Work like a dog on my birthday.
Looks like he's
I think he's coloring his beard back then.
It's not fair. It's just not right.
Just for dive masters.
Hey, he found...
There's a real one.
He actually found the right one.
Oh, brother, you
guys.
It
really did, Greg. It's, there you are.
We accidentally stumbled on a real
picture. Is a handsome man. I don't care what
you know what
say.
I admire most about Greg? His commitment to the fake beard.
Thank you. It's more of a goatee. Kind of. I like to call it a soul patch. Anyway, we are going to be out and about in public, despite the fact of what we're putting out to the public today, as long as we don't get locked up for it.
Is he speaking?
A couple weeks from now,
I don't know what he's
we're
saying.
Going to be in Long Beach at the Scuba Show with our mermaids in tow.
And by
Scuba
he means him.
Yeah, exactly. But it's the largest diving event on the West Coast, if not the world. One of my favorite events for diving, period. Every year, and that'll be the 5th and 6th of June. We will be there warming up the crowd as they enter the show floor there with our friends from Dive Training Magazine that put on this very cool event. And, I'm really looking forward to it this year because, they're expecting it to be one of the biggest events. It's going to be one of the biggest events ever, I think, for what they do. And, I just think, when you go out to the left coast and you try to hang with all those California divers, it's always a blast. And
hey,
some
dude.
Of my best diving friends are, out there in California.
Hey, dude.
Yeah?
It's good to see you, man.
Have you ever smoked kelp?
Have I ever smoked kelp? Well, I don't know.
Hey, man, it's just great for you to come on out. We're
well, that's how they're
in.
Laid back. Everybody is happy on the left coast.
Actually, man, we're not that laid out, but the water's so damn cold, it slows down our metabolism.
You know, they're not all that laid back either, really. I'm
pretty laid back, man.
Well, it's I understand that,
easy.
Bill. But
that's Washington, Bill.
There's other people like, our buddy Bob Evans from Force Fence.
Hey, he's like super laid back for an alien, man.
Yeah?
He's not from this planet, you know?
Well, I don't know.
I met him once, like, on a dive boat, and I said, "Hi, I'm Bill." And he said, like, "Hi, I'm Bob Evans. You know I'm not from this planet." That's actually how, like, that dude introduced himself to me. He's, like, super cool, man.
Really? Well, he might be on the phone. Is that you,
doesn't
Bill?
Make any, I don't think he knows how to use the phone.
Yeah,
hey, it's Bob!
It's Bob Evans is on the phone right now. He heard you.
Hey, Bill, God, what's happening?
He heard you talking about
it. I have no idea, Bob.
And called up immediately.
We summoned him.
Wow. See, that's how connected they are.
Is my favorite story about Bob Evans. I met him on a dive boat in the galley. We're sitting there, and I bring my stuff on the boat. We got like 4 hours before we go anywhere. And Bob's got me alone at a table, and he says, "Hey, I just want you to know I'm not from this planet." I thought, it's going to be a long 4 hours.
But a fun 4 hours.
It was fantastic. It was fantastic.
I will tell you, Bob, CJ's actually wearing his Force Fin hat today here at the show in the studio. So,
oh, how cool. God, yeah. Greg, I was at home. I thought, I saw on Facebook it was your birthday this morning. I thought, I got to get on and call the radio and wish you you're one of the greatest people in diving, Greg, and I can't thank you for all you do to bring a real positive side to the whole diving world.
Well, despite the fact that Bob Evans is obviously one of the best brown nosers in the industry, I really just like him as a friend. He's been a great.
My nose ain't brown; it's white.
Okay, well, that could be a digestive
issue. Let me flake
off
that flake there, yeah, baby. I
know.
Well, but, that's not happening anymore. Yeah. Now that the conchas aren't around anymore.
Okay, all right. I guess that's true. So, how are you, Bob? I'm anxious to come out there to the left coast in a couple weeks. You're gonna. I don't know if you'll be at the show itself, but hopefully we'll be able to connect while we're out there, I guess, right? When you're in Santa Barbara?
We're going to figure out something really, really great. And it's just super getting a chance to wish your birthday over the air. And, you know, I got to tell you, I wear your scuba jacket probably every day. And people kind of look at me because I look a little strange nowadays, Bill. I shave my head off like yours. And I tell these women I want to pod their cars, and they start running the other direction. But then they see the scuba radio on my jacket, and they're kind of going, "Well, what's the story with this guy, you know?"
Right. He must truly be nuts.
Do you have your mask on at the same time?
No, I should. We're going to have a great year. I'm really excited about Horsefin and their sponsorship over the year. Greg, I realized that the best divers really in the world use the fins. Not everybody, but the cream of the crop. So we're going to have a kick-butt year, and I hope Horsefin can give away some more fins, and our Pennsylvania plant is up and running. So the good news for your birthday is we're not going out of business. We're coming up like a Polaris sub.
There you go. I love it. Yeah,
breaking actually, through the ice.
Bob actually posted a picture of me with my, I think it was my first pair of Force Fins.
Yeah.
From back in the day. And I was like, wow, I really was. I used to be a handsome man.
Yeah, and, glad you got over that.
Yeah.
You still are. Hey, you're not getting older. You're getting younger. We're going to have a fun, we're going to do some really great stuff this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I do kind of have a Benjamin Button kind of thing going on there. Don't I?
Well, without the on.
And the Brad Pitt kind of facial features.
Yeah, I think of you as Benjamin Butt.
Okay. More coming up. We apologize in advance.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is better than porn. It's like porn and Shark Week combined.
He's got no legs to kick it with. And he's got no arms to swim with. But nonetheless, he is a scuba diver man. And he's doing the best he can. Scuba Diver Man! Doing the best he can.
Scuba Diver Man!
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 His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Yeah, I like that song. Now, that is not the Scuba Cowboy. Just just to give him proper cred there.
Take it, Scooby-Doo!
Yeah, because I don't think he'd want to take credit for that one. But he does join us via the web along with Jerry the Diver Guy. Pup, how are you, man?
I'm absolutely fantastic. How about yourself, buddy?
I'm good. I'm having a good day. And you'll
and,
be having
and a
one.
Happy, happy birthday to you, man.
Well, back at you, buddy. I mean, you're going to be having a birthday here in about a week. We celebrated our birthday together in the Maldives a couple of years ago and had a big old time. We're not going to be able to do that this time, but we'll meet up at the Long Beach Dive Show, the Scuba Show. June 5th and 6th. So we can continue the festivities through that time period, I guess, right? That would work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What have you been up to? You've been traveling a little bit lately, right?
A little bit here and there, and just working on a bunch of new albums and keeping busy here in Colorado.
There you go. And let's see. When are you going to you got some big crazy trip coming up. Are we allowed to talk about that or not? That's right before Long Beach. And we can talk about it, can't we, or can we?
Yeah, absolutely. That one's just a fun trip.
Right, just a fun trip. But where are you going again?
Iceland.
So,
yes, believe it or not.
Yeah, so when you go to Iceland, are you planning to work a dive-in? I mean,
We are, actually. Believe it or not, it's one of the coolest things. You can actually dive. It's a freshwater dive, okay? And obviously it's going to be a little chilly, but the water, it's like 300-foot viz. Seriously, okay? Crystal clear, and it actually, literally, you're diving in water that is above the crack of the continental shelf. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like, where the continent, where it splits, literally, in the earth. It's supposed to be one of the coolest dives. I don't know.
And what is the water temp going to be, you think? Well, what do you think?
I'm thinking just above freezing, probably.
Yeah, now, is this where they have these Greenland sharks? Isn't that where that is? Or am I thinking of a different place?
That'd be in Greenland.
Well,
one would think so. That would be in Greenland.
But I was thinking they had some kind of special sharks there in Iceland as well. But
they may have. But as I said, right now all we're planning is a freshwater dive because it's supposed to be, like I said, one of the most spectacular dives. Right now. Now, that may change. We still got another week, and I'm making some contacts and seeing what we can come up with because this was just kind of a ad hoc trip.
Okay.
You mean the six gill sharks?
Yeah, I guess I was. And you're saying you're doing a freshwater dive, so obviously I'm a little off base. But I don't know, where is Greenland in relation to
Greenland is actually farther north and to the west than Iceland. Here's the odd thing is that Greenland is actually covered with ice, and Iceland is green.
That's what it is. That's why I knew they were connected. They were opposite and backwards and a little different.
That one map maker screwed it up, and he just kept it the whole time.
He had his paperwork upside down, just, screw it, just leave it the way it is.
It's been to the printers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, are you looking forward to our little adventure out on the left coast again there, pup, or what?
Well, of course, I always look forward to going and seeing all of our friends out in California.
Absolutely. Now, you know, we have the day of Friday before the Long Beach show to spend out there on the left coast at our leisure, so to speak. We're coming in on Thursday. We have Friday, and I am still flirting with the idea of running over to Catalina Island or doing some dive on the left coast. You know, we were just talking to Bob Evans from Force Fence. I should have asked him. He was going to check up on that for us as well because he's been nice enough to take us out before with the folks from Body Glove and go dive. I believe we were off of Redondo Beach or in that general vicinity of California, and we had a great dive. It was cold, but we had a heated rash guard that I wore under my under my 5 mil wetsuit, and that kept me plenty warm enough for the 60-degree, you know, water temp. Maybe that's what you're going to need in Iceland there, you think? Maybe?
Yeah, I'm thinking at least that. I think it'll probably be even colder than that would be my suspect. Because this is all, I think it's such great viz because it's all fed by glacier melt.
Yeah, so, and glaciers are cold because they're frozen. I don't know, they make great, I wonder if moonshine is popular there in Iceland. You think, Jerry, is that a moonshine hotspot in the world, or what do they call it? Scotch or something?
I have no idea all that, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
I've never been there.
Yeah, well.
But I'm sure some form of alcohol is popular to keep you warm in the winter.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
They might have some kind of ice vodka.
Ice, okay, maybe that's what it is. That would make sense, possibly, but who knows? Hey, you'll find out, I would imagine, for us if the Scuba Cowboy doesn't, he doesn't drink a whole lot. I know that Tiffany will make up for it in droves, and she's going as well, right?
I'm sure she will find out.
Yeah. And,
and from what I understand, we're automatically with the in crowd simply because we have blonde hair and blue eyes.
Okay, so you're going to feel right at home. Exactly.
That's what I'm told. I'm told that basically because we have blonde hair and blue eyes, we'll be invited to every party there is.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And
I know. I figure I'll have my guitar too. So
you lay the groundwork for a Scuba Radio trip out to Iceland.
That's what my thought was.
When the water is much warmer. Though I don't, I'm not so sure I want to go if it's just above freezing, even if the viz is 300 plus. I don't know. It sounds good, but I don't know.
Can you imagine that, though? 300-foot viz? That's crazy.
Well, it's air. You're diving in air. It's gin clear water, or maybe it's just gin. I don't know.
But that's an amazing viz. I've seen pictures. It is phenomenal.
Yeah. So that sounds like a fun adventure. Now, I don't know. Did we speak since you went to... didn't you go down to Roatan and do that thing a few weeks ago?
No, I did. I did Sabah. Roatan's coming up in the future. Anybody wants to join me on that trip, you can find all those details on my website.
That's right. Well, we tried to connect.
I went to Sabah.
Yeah, we tried
to connect from Sabah, but yeah. It just wasn't happening.
Yeah, we didn't. We couldn't get the internet, the two tin cans and a string to work from the island of Sabah. But, I don't know if we got a full report on that from you, did we, or did we?
Didn't get anything at all, no, yeah, because so. I've been kind of busy on the weekend since then, and it's just been kind of hit and miss. But Sabah, of course, you know, we've been there, but only for a couple hours, and being able to spend 10 days there was just phenomenal. I mean... We thought we really enjoyed it, you know, going by on the liveaboard.
Right. But spending time on the island was a lot different experience, huh?
It was, but I tell you what, I absolutely loved it. It really is as quaint and as friendly as what it comes off when you're visiting. It's that way all the time. Nothing changes from
very
day to
nice.
Day. It's very they don't want that island to develop any further than what it is.
Yeah.
You're never going to see a McDonald's there. You're not going to see a KFC. They're never going to allow any of that stuff into that island.
Well, that's what
it's
makes
it's always going to be about the people and the diving
is.
And stuff, you know.
Well, yeah. You're right. And that's what makes that island so unique. It isn't developed with all the KFCs and the Taco Bells and the McDonald's and that kind of thing. It has a very unique geography and feel and a reason why you'd always want to go back to the island of Sabah. All right, hold on. We got much more coming up here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and I have a feeling Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is going to be part of it. That's coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It's my birthday today, and I'm here working like a dog. Okay, I know you're not buying it, but hey, that's just what I do. And, you know, I asked everybody yesterday if they could send us a little voicemail, do a little birthday song or whatever. And the one person I did not hear from that I expected to was Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa. But lo and behold, he has dialed up the phone, and we evidently have him on the phone right now. Santa, is that you? How are you?
Hey, Greg.
Yo.
Is this where you leave the message?
No, you're live on the air right now, Santa. You were supposed to do that yesterday.
Oh my God! I was trying to leave you a birthday.
I'm surprised you're not here because Bill brought in some scotch, and I figured just the, you know, just the smell of this stuff would kind of filter through and cry. You can, it's like a drop of blood in the ocean with a shark. Santa can you know, pick up on the scent of booze from like miles away. And you're not here. How did this happen?
Well, I was going to take the train, but now I'm afraid to.
Okay. Well, there's no stops by the Scuba Radio studio here, thank
Bill,
God.
Listen, did I miss your birthday?
Well, it's going on now. I guess you haven't. So,
thank you. I would just like to wish you Feliz Cumpleaños.
Wow. Okay. I don't even know what that means. But
that's Spanish for happy birthday.
Well, okay. We've learned something new.
Say it, Feliz.
Feliz.
Cumpleaños.
Cumpleaños. Okay.
Feliz
got it.
Navidad.
Yeah.
No, well, that's Christmas. This is your birthday?
Well, I guess your gift to me is that you're not here, and I do appreciate that.
Hey, listen.
Nice.
Let's keep it positive.
Well, no, it is positive. I mean, it's good
listen
to hear you and not be near you.
Did you get any strippers?
No strippers.
Jimmy was in charge of
that.
The strippers.
Bubble Boy was in charge of that. I'm not so sure if that's true or not. I really don't think think that's the case.
I have to do everything myself.
Yeah, okay. Well, you do that, and don't forget the train stop. You might just miss it. Well, yeah, I think you could have missed it. So, all right. Well, there you go. Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa, and, well, we apologize for it. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Let's put some distance between us and this island and head out to open sea.
Quit my job, sold my stuff, told everyone to know that I had enough. Said goodbye to my friends down at the restaurant.
Howdy, friend. Where are you headed?
Bought an extra ticket and I'm leaving tonight. It was just a dream, but now the time is right. Maybe you're the only one I want.
Boldly going where no man has gone before.
Just you and me.
Hey, that's catchy.
Swinging in a hammock underneath the palm trees. Coconut drinks got us down on our knees. In the island breeze. They say I can't, but I think I can. Live my life with a permanent tan. Taking life easy is my only plan. Cause I'm an island man. I can't but I think I can. Live my life with a permanent tan. Taking life easy is my only plan. Cause I'm an island man.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is the Scuba Cowboy. He's with us as well as that's a Scotch talking right there. Jerry the Diver Guy, CJ and Bubble Boy, and on the line we have James, who's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. James, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guy. Hey, in celebration of your birthday,
yeah.
Yesterday I went out and got myself a pair of steel 120 tanks, brand new. And a week from Monday, I'm taking him down to visit Spencer, and I'm going to spend the week diving with him.
Well, thanks for that. Oh, thank you. I'll be here through Saturday of... okay. Yeah, okay. So you got some new tanks, and you're going to go dive with Captain Slade, huh?
Uh-huh. For the whole week.
The whole week? Now, what do you hope to accomplish? What dive sites are you planning to hit down there?
Well, on the schedule is either the Duane or the Bibb and the Spiegel Grove, amongst others, and mostly the rest will be reefs.
Yeah. So is this just a fun diving adventure you're planning, or is there part of some kind of event or something going on down there?
It's not work.
It's not work. That's all that matters.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So two new steel tanks. Didn't you have tanks already?
They were in the stuff that was stolen, right?
Oh, okay. So you finally got the new tanks replaced. And you made out pretty good on that whole deal, right? Eventually? It just took a while?
Insurance paid for almost everything.
Yeah, because he had all his gear stolen. I forget. What was that, of your garage or your car or something?
Out of the car in the driveway.
Yeah, that's just sad. But now you got all new gear and you're ready to go, huh?
Yep, and like I say, these are 120s. The old ones were 130s, but... These are nice brand new ones, and so I don't have to worry about the hydro for a while.
Yeah. So 120s, are you diving them as doubles or single?
I'm not sure I could lift them as doubles.
I'm hip, but a 120 steel tank should allow you to stay down how long?
Well, that depends on the depth, of course.
Of course, yeah.
And the limitation at this point becomes my doctor's limitation, not the tank's limitation.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So you're diving fairly conservatively, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, they're already full of 32% nitrox.
Got it. Okay. All right, well, cool, James. Well, I appreciate the update, bud, and thanks for those kind words. It's always good.
Yeah, and like I say, we're coming, Spencer. Last time we were down with Spencer, we left a lionfish in his freezer, too.
Oh, there you go. All right, well, say hi to him for me, and we will warn him accordingly that you're coming.
Okay? Yeah, okay.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye.
There you go. James heading down to the Keys. I wish he was... Oh, well, I should say I wish I was him today. You know, that'd be nice. As opposed to working on your birthday. You know, but that just shows...
He should have been taking you.
I'm hip. Now, that would be a gift. None of you guys have even offered that up. I'm really surprised. Like, hey, Greg, why don't we take you down to go dive with Captain Slate today or something like that? No. And I even certified you to CJ and Bubble Boy. You're both looking at
you
me like...
You do that all the time.
Yeah.
You dive all the time.
Oh. So that would be nothing unique is what you're saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
By not diving today, we're offering you something unique.
What do you give to the diver that dives all the time? That's the problem.
Sand.
Yeah. No.
Sand through something, the hourglass.
Yeah.
Just like your life.
It's passing before me. Is that what you're saying? Well, thanks for those kind of words, CJ. I appreciate that. But
I just like it because he's older than I am.
Well, I don't really like that,
way
though.
Way older.
I am wiser. Actually, no, I'm not. You think about all the nonsense that we've done.
I thought of a new acronym for scuba.
You did? And what would that be?
That would be 7 cocktails upping our blood alcohol.
Okay, so that's the goal. Woo-hoo! By the end of the show
that's
of Scuba
what
Radio
scuba
Happy
means
Hour
tonight.
Yeah, it's going on right now. By the way, since
we may or may not have some premium cigars to enjoy.
Oh,
does that go along with the strippers and the liquor?
Well, it's something.
There
to
are no
on.
Strippers, as two of us are married men, but James could partake.
The Bubble Boy could play and allow us to watch.
I'm not going to mess up his fun. That wouldn't be that'd be selfish of me.
What oh do you mean? No, you guys mess up my fun all the time.
It's just what we do. It's how we amuse ourselves.
See, they see the wedding rings on Greg animals. And I and go, oh, these guys are harmless. We can go crazy.
Yeah, hey, meet the
and
Bubble Boy.
And then behind it, we're pointing at Himmy going, he's your guy.
Yeah.
By that time, I'm on the floor passed out drunk.
Or we could pass him off as Tony Stark from Iron Man.
We could attempt to do that.
In low light, he could pass as Robert Downey Jr.,
or with a bottle of this scotch that Bill the Seducer gave us.
Exactly.
That always works.
Yeah. Yeah, Bill left. He didn't he? He couldn't.
He bailed, man. He couldn't hang.
Couldn't stay any longer. Couldn't deal with us. So
couldn't hang with the birthday thing.
Couldn't hold the liquor.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, we need to do some more diving.
He knows it was about to get real up in here.
Is that what it
is? We definitely need to get some more diving in.
Yes, we definitely got to get some more diving in, and that's definitely on the agenda. Whether I'm working out for that Friday before the Long Beach show or not, I don't know. What are you holding up there, CJ?
It's a picture of Richard Simmons going, OMG, it's your birthday. Oh.
Everybody has been having fun on Facebook, on the Scuba Radio Facebook page today. And
now,
I do appreciate
it.
I'm
going
to
share this instantly with
we
my
have
friends.
Some very creative listeners, I must say. I really did enjoy all the messages and stuff. We might have to make this more of an annual event.
Might have to have a birthday every year.
No, let's not get crazy.
Let's move it to the Keys next year.
There you go.
I like that idea. I like the way you think, Jerry the Diver Guy. Or, the mountains of Virginia. No, let's do the Keys. No. Because you can always bring the spring water from the mountains down to the Keys. And I think the locals there appreciate that. You hear what I'm saying, Jerry?
Oh, yeah. They appreciate it.
We need to just get this recorded.
They appreciate it. They just can't articulate that after they've consumed some.
Well, I think they'll have the same reaction as Jerry. Oh, yeah.
That's the temporary blindness that comes along with it.
Oh, brother. But yeah, you know, we definitely got to do some more diving. I got some plans after the Long Beach show to head down to the Florida Keys and go visit Captain Slate. And actually... one of our former mermaids is now a trainer at the dolphin place down there in the Florida Keys. Lacey, Mermaid Lacey. And she's now a dolphin trainer. Actually, Kelsey's down there, too. A couple of our former mermaids are down there as dolphin trainers and want us to come down and do a little thing with them. And I mean, you know, a recording or a broadcast of Scuba Radio to swim with the dolphins. I haven't done that in a long, long time. And it is something that is on the radar. Would you guys want to do that? Or is that too fruity?
You keep me up to date on that.
Do they bite? Yeah. Do these dolphins bite?
These dolphins do not bite.
Do the chickens have large talons?
There's no chickens, I don't believe.
No chickens? I'm in.
Yeah, me too.
No, you got to go all the way to Key West to get the chickens.
True. Exactly.
And they're not that far south. But do you realize, Greg, that this year will be the first year that you and I have dove together in Florida for Bugfest?
Well, it'll be the
we've
first
never actually
time.
Dove together. It'll be the first time we've dove together in Florida. We've dove together a million times, but in Florida, you and I have not dove together yet.
You kidding
me?
Oh,
you're not really missing anything.
No.
Well, thanks for
I'm
that,
just saying,
TJ.
Isn't that weird? Invited me a lot, but our schedules just haven't worked out.
That is too weird. No,
we
did
do
not
nothing
realize.
But dive with Greg in Florida.
I know, that's all.
Yeah, I think they're getting the short end of the stick on this one there, pup, because, we've been to the Maldives, Fiji, and everywhere else. But, yeah, I didn't even realize that. So you have not been with me in Florida. So, we're going down to Bug Fest. That's the end of July. And actually, Jerry the Diver Guy, you're going to come down for that as well, right?
I am actually making plans to do that.
Okay. So that is the last Wednesday and Thursday of July is Florida spiny lobster season. And you can go to bugfestbythesea.com, get all the information about the event that we're going to be at that following Saturday. But if you come into Lauderdale by the Sea or South Florida, you can partake in Florida spiny lobster season, where they allow you to catch lobsters before the commercial lobstermen set their traps for the year. So you're almost, there's a very, very good chance you would limit out with 12 lobsters.
So it's basically
day.
Like hitting Cindy Crawford before she hooked up with Richard Gere.
Yeah, something like that. In a more disturbing kind of way.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
As part of its Women in Diving initiative, PADI is proud to present Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport. The purpose is simple: get more women together, involved, and interested in scuba diving. All are invited to participate in Women's Dive Day on July 18th. Women and men, let's make this a day of diving we can all enjoy together. Visit PADI.com/women-dive to find a dive or event in your area. That's PADI.com/women-dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Big news! You're all invited to my party.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake. Come on and take some birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. We'll have some pie and sandwiches and chocolate ice cream too.
Nice.
We'll sing and play the day away. And one more thing I'm gonna do. I'll blow out the candles on my birthday cake. And when I do, a wish I'll make. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
I hate that part.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
I'm another year old today.
Yes, it is my birthday. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And, you know, I made it through another year, so I'm happy for that.
That was a really unique piece there.
You like that?
It sounded like it was recorded when you were only like 30.
That's only half accurate, maybe. But we got CJ.
I mean, long, long time ago.
Yeah, 33. Yeah. CJ in the studio, Bubble Boy, also Jerry the Diver Guy, and Scuba Cowboy with us via the web. You know, I was in New York last week, and not only did I run into Louis C.K., but I ran into a much bigger celebrity from back in the day of, well, the early days of Scuba Radio, and that was Mermaid Abby was there, and we hung around and caught up a little bit. It was good to see Abby, but if that weren't enough, on the phone, on my special day, I actually found one of our other mermaids from back in the day who's on the phone with us right now, and that would be Nikki. I think we got her on the phone. Nikki, are you there? Are you with us?
Yep.
Hey, Nikki.
Hey, Greg.
How are you?
Happy 32nd birthday.
See, she knows how to brown nose. That's never, that's always been a very good quality of Nikki. She knew how to
suck
up.
Well, she's not good at math.
Is that what? Yeah, that could be it. How are you, Nikki? It's been a long time, or too long, I should say.
I'm awesome. Busy, 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 busy all the time, but
busy.
I'm awesome. How are you?
I am good. You know, doing a birthday thing. We keep doing our little radio show here. We got to get you back in the water and get you diving again. Or have you been doing any diving, you know, recently? What do you think? Yeah?
No? Yeah, I have. I swim here and there.
Yeah.
Some dives here and there when I can.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a busy life being a mer mama.
Yeah, that's right. She has two little kids now, right? Or is it?
Yep, two boys, 3 years old and 6 months.
Wow, that is impressive. And you know, I follow Nikki on Facebook. I see all the pretty pictures. She's a good mommy. It looks like, despite our bad influences in her earlier developmental years. You hear what I'm saying, Nikki? I'm very proud of you. You turned out good despite us.
Yeah, I do good at making myself look like a good mom on Facebook.
Yes, you do. Yeah, well, there you go. It's all about how you project yourself. That's right.
The image.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, you're doing a little swimming, and yeah, I caught up with Abby. Have you been talking to Abby or Denise lately? The three, you know, those were the three amigos initially for Scuba Radio. Are three, beginner mermaids, I guess. Right. Started this whole nonsense.
Yeah, I keep in touch with Abby. My husband and I went up to New York a couple months ago, and we hung out with her for a while. And, I hang out with Denise every time she comes to Florida. But, everybody's doing good.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we did back in the day, diving-wise, when we first met Nikki, she was a sponge diver off of Tarpon Springs, which was I thought was quite unique.
Hudson,
that's right. Are they still doing that, or did they close that stuff down? I forget. Or do you know?
Well, I don't still do it, but the guy that I used to go out with, he's much older now, and he actually moved to Virginia about 20 minutes from where I have a cabin at, so I still keep in contact with him, actually. But I think he sold his harvesting license to one of the girls we used to work with. So I believe she still does it, actually.
Oh, okay. So they still harvest naturally formed sponges in Hudson, evidently. That's something
I
never did.
It's more of like the live rock.
It's more live rock for aquariums and things like that? I gotcha.
Yeah, he had one of the only, I don't know, one of five licenses left that could do it.
Right.
So it's a pretty big deal.
Would this ex-boyfriend be named Jerry the Diver Guy?
No, I don't think so.
He's in Virginia.
Well, I don't know. Jerry, is it? Do you know Nikki? They don't know each other.
No.
Those are previous lives.
No.
Yeah. They kind of sound similar, though, don't they? They kind of have a little bit of...
I don't know Jerry.
Yeah, you don't want to know him. Trust me. You'll just get you into trouble, Nikki.
What? But, that breaks my heart.
Well, she knows not to listen to anything I say. She's that's why she's been so successful.
She's a great woman, then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, actually, we back in the day, we also did some scallop diving. I haven't done any of that since we were out there on the west coast of Florida doing that. Have you done any more of that type of thing, too, or no?
No, I've been wanting to, but... No, we haven't. We're actually talking about going boating maybe this weekend.
Okay. Yeah, you're busy raising a family and that kind of thing and swimming around in your tail when you can, that kind of stuff, I guess, right? It takes a lot of time, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be concentrating more on catching a buzz than catching any scallops.
I think it's really cool how she gave live birth to both her children underwater, just like the dolphins do.
Yeah, well, that's she's dedicated. That she even really sounds cool. Like a dolphin when she laughs. Do you notice that? That was impressive.
Live birth as opposed to...
As opposed to...
They put you on drugs.
Yeah, okay, one of those. She's
but my recorded. Last one, Reef is his name, like a coral reef.
Of course.
My baby, Reefy. Yeah, I did actually. No drugs, not even a Tylenol.
Good for you.
You're a strong woman.
She is. Heck way yeah. Stronger than us. And Nikki, it's always good to catch up with you and hear your voice. Thank you for the happy birthday wishes. I appreciate it. And we will catch up
again. Yeah, I hope
again.
You have a great day.
No, it's just that much brighter talking to you. You hear what I'm saying?
All right, I love you guys.
All right.
See you, Nikki.
There you go. Mermaid Nikki from back in the day. What a nice way to end off this birthday two-hour extravaganza. Or crap-stravaganza. Might be one of those two.
Crap-stravaganza.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Till next time. Remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Down where it's wetter.
Save dollars.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.